Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Two primary schools in Dublin have warned parents that they will not be able to celebrate Christmas if there's a change of patronage. But would it bother you if religious festivals were removed from schools? Now, it comes as one of eight Catholic primary schools in the Portmarnock Malahide Kinsale area is to transfer to a non-denominational model. And the approach to the eight schools is part of a wider Department of Education initiative to reduce the dominance of the Catholic Church in primary education and to provide greater diversity in school choices to reflect societal changes. Which is something we've talked about in the past, that the Catholic Church, of course, own the majority of schools or have the patronage for the majority of schools in this country. And it's time we started to not get rid of them. I'm not suggesting getting rid of the Catholic Church. There are still some practicing Catholics out there who want to send their kiddies off school. But certainly there should be a wider diversity. In other words, there should be schools available for those who are not practicing Catholics. But any transfer would either be to a non-denominational Educate Together, the multi-denominational Community National School model, or All Irish, and which allows parents to decide the school's ethos themselves. So it's understood that staff in the two schools, Scoile Dunnig and St. Marnoch's National School, do not favour changes, and the schools have made their opposition clear in letters to and at meetings with parents. And among the claims made by one or both of the schools are that annual Christmas fair, carol services, nativity plays would no longer be held, and St. Patrick's Day, St. Bridget's Day, Easter, including Shrove Tuesday, would no longer be marked. Now, I find that bizarre because in most, as far as I know, Educate Together schools, they do celebrate those times of the year. It's almost like a little bit of a threat. If you take away our Catholic patronage, you know, your kids are not going to enjoy Christmas or Paddy's Day or Easter or you know, Pancake Tuesday or any of those kind of things, which they don't do in non-denominational school like Educate Together. They celebrate all of those things, and they celebrate Ramadan, and they celebrate the Chinese New Year, and they celebrate all those other things that happen in different cultures. But Scoile Dunnig, a girls' school, also told parents that common Irish medium greetings that refer to God, such as Gia Gwit, would no longer be allowed. No, I'm imagining, and I think in Educate Together, they still use those kind of phrases. If they're teaching Irish, Gia Gwit, because it mentions God. They won't be allowed to use it anymore. To me, it seems like the Catholic Church is saying, well, look, if you're not going to allow us to run these schools, this is what's going to happen to you. There'll be no Christmas, there'll be no Easter eggs, there'll be no Gia Gwits anymore. No more God blesses. It's kind of like a little bit of a threat, isn't it? It advised playing, singing or dancing to music with any religious reference, including St. Patrick's Day, the anthem, would not be permitted. This is all a bit nutty, isn't it? And the school said it hoped to make the patronage change in time for September 2019, but the Department of Education told the Irish Independent that there was no such requirement. The letters from our two parents from St. Marnoch's National School covers some similar ground and also raise a number of other issues, including teachers' rights and who would control parental fundraising under a new model of patronage. Both schools also said any changes of patronage would have a major effect on management and culture. And in at least one school, parents were told a large number of teachers would consider leaving. Now, many people have taken to social media today to express their opinion on this. Some people believe that this is scaremongering, and as Educate Together schools are perfectly capable of allowing all these celebrations in their schools. However, others say that people cannot have their cake and eat it, meaning that if you want religion removed from schools, they should accept that religious festivities and, you know, festivals should be removed. But I want to get your thoughts, because my thinking on it is, when it comes to Easter and Christmas, I'm an absolute and utter atheist. No belief in a God whatsoever, but I still celebrate Christmas. I celebrate Christmas as a time for giving. I don't believe I'm a hypocrite. I celebrate Easter because I'll buy a couple of Easter eggs. They're now called eggs, aren't they? They're just not called Easter eggs anymore. But I've always done that. Pancake Tuesday, I'll eat pancakes because they're traditional. These are traditional and cultural things rather than religious anymore. I mean, remembering, of course, that Christmas initially wasn't actually a Christian ceremony anyway. It was stolen from the pagans, the winter solstice. So in any way, those things were always there. So I want to know what you think. I mean, would it bother you if religious festivals were removed from the schools? If the threat of religious festivals were removed from the schools? I don't see why they should have to remove them from the school. They can remove religion and religious patronage without actually removing Easter and Christmas and St. Paddy's Day and all those other kind of things. Okay, well, let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. And the question simply is, would it bother you if religious festivals were being removed from schools? Let me know what you think. And 087-188-0008 is the WhatsApp or text number. Bernie, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Bernie?
Hi, and how are you today?
Good. Bernie, would it bother you? I mean, I don't, are your kids in a Catholic school? Well, they probably are they?
My kids are Pascal, but I have the grandkids, and they celebrate the I want to keep them in. I'm sorry, I think it's part of who we are. I want to pass off traditions to my grandchildren. I'm proud of being able to celebrate them with them, and I don't see what's wrong with them. When other country people from other countries come to our country, they actually keep their own celebrations with them, and they pass them on to their children. You know, they have Diwali days, and you know, the I don't know, their Ramadan. They do all their own.
The Chinese New Year, etc., etc. Yeah.
So, why we are Irish? This is part of our tradition. So, why now we want to shift it on? Like, I find it. I want to keep my.
But I don't understand why they're doing this, because I understand what they're trying to do. They want to take religious patronage out of the schools, right? To make the schools non-denominational, right, in some sense, like educate together. But I don't know why they're threatening the parents with this idea that you have to take all these celebrations away, because educate together, celebrate Christmas. Yeah, yes. And they're not Christian schools. You know what I mean? I don't get it.
No, as well as that, like, I would like to see maybe we are all educated in the future of all the different religions out there, so we all have a broad base of what every religion entails. I'm not very up to date on my Judaism or my Hindu, you know, there's a lot of religions I don't know anything about, and but I respect that they are different. You know, they're different, and but I was never educated in them. And maybe the new way moving forward would be that we all have an idea of everybody's. Respect each other, you know, so we know we have some knowledge of every religion.
Although the majority of Ireland would be Christian, so you would imagine that those particular days would be giving some emphasis, I suppose.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, everybody now, you see people coming to our country and they all want to celebrate Patrick's Day with us, they all want to be Christmas, they all get into our Easter services. Why do we want to get rid of them now?
To me it seems like the school are scaremongering, to be honest with you. They're more or less threatening the parents and saying, well, look, you know, if you really want to get rid of the Catholic patronage, that's no problem, we'll do that. But remember, if you do, there'll be no more Gieagwits, there'll be no more Christmases, no more Easters, no more Shrove Tuesdays.
I'm sorry, keep what we know and what we have. And it didn't, you know, we all grew up, and as well as you say yourself, you're
Oh, you're breaking up with me there, Bernie. Sorry, go ahead.
We've all learned about the shamrock guns, you know, we all had it, whether we agreed to it or not. It was a story that told us, we're very proud of it.
Okay, well, I'm going to try and get you back there, Bernie, because we're losing your line. Okay, Bernie believes we should keep these traditions. They're very important to us as Irish people. So, i.e. the Catholic patron should stay where it is. Robbie, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Robbie?
How's it going?
Robbie, it wouldn't bother you in the slightest.
No. Not in the slightest. I mean, look, the whole thing, I'm on the same page as you, as you know. Like, I don't believe in gods in the sky and all this, you know. But, look, if people want to celebrate Christmas and other religious festivities, let them at it, like, you know what I mean?
Absolutely,
Like, I celebrate Christmas, but I celebrate Christmas as a time with family and, you know.
Time for giving and, you know, and sharing time with your family, absolutely.
And having the joys of Christmas. Like, Easter to me now is I don't even think Easter's a thing really anymore now. I think
and Easter eggs,
It's not as much as a thing as it used to be years ago, you know. Just in relation to what the woman was saying there about the teaching of religions in school. Now, I went to a CBS in the 70s and the 80s, and we learned about different religions in school. You know, there was always a section in part of the
theology in religion, the catechism.
Because we don't religion class, like, you know. So, I mean, the whole thing was in the CBS is that you learned all about, you know, Hinduism and Judaism and so on and so forth. But I don't think that's changed, has it? I don't know.
I think Bernie's fear and a lot of people's fear is that when these schools are doing this, I mean, look, the state have said this for years, that we need to take some of the schools out of Catholic patronage, right?
Yeah.
And that's logical, right? I believe that's logical. I'm not saying, you know, we do away with it altogether, but times have moved on, times are changing, not everybody's a Catholic anymore, and, you know, we need to, you know, focus on people who don't want to be baptised or don't want to be part of a Catholic school or don't want their children getting religious instruction in school, right? But does that mean that we have to get rid of Christmas out of it? Does it mean we have to get rid of Easter out of it? Because according to the letters being sent home to parents, well, that's grand, yeah, we'll give up our patronage to the school, but you're not going to have these things anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some of the kids in the school, like, we just found out my kids and Helena went to the same school, like, you know, and basically, Halloween, there's a lot of kids.
Is that what happened to your kids?
No. I think the standard of education certainly improved in the school over the last few years, you know.
Lingolini will take that as an insult, but it's grand.
But I think the thing is that, like, if you take into the school in Lucan where they go, there's a few of the kids there who would not have celebrated Halloween. And it wouldn't have been as big a thing in, say, the likes of Poland and Lithuania and all that. Mm-hmm. But they've come in and they've grasped the concept of it, and they love it. And I see the kids.
Yeah, it's a bit of fun. Them. Yeah,
you know, it's a bit of fun, and that's what it is. Like, I mean,
I had neighbours, by the way, who used to kind of hang around a bit with my kids at the time when they were young. They didn't celebrate Christmas or Halloween because they didn't bear false gods or something like that.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't celebrate it.
But I mean, like, the thing is, on Christmas morning, if you want to go to the family mass at 10 o'clock, if it's still the thing that they do at 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning on Christmas Day or whatever it is, you know, go ahead and do your thing.
See, some
you know
of these things are cultural. I mean, I have a habit, just because I'm Irish and because I had a mother and father who are Christian, you know, and people say it all around me, that I'd say things like, sure, God bless you, or whatever, you know, and even though I don't believe in God, I'd say these things. These are cultural things.
I think you turn around and say, Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. So, you know, we're not going to stop that all of a sudden tomorrow.
I'm not always in a positive either, like, but I mean, I think these things are in the psyche that, like, I mean, Holy God and Jesus Christ, like, you know what I mean? They're just things that were drilled into you when you were in school, and these were things that are in the Irish vocab, if you want to put it like that. But I mean, look, if the teachings of religion in schools are to be curtailed, I mean, look.
Well, the point I suppose I'm asking, Robbie, is if we're going to do what the Department of Education want to do, which is remove some of the schools from Catholic patronage, are you happy with the sacrifice? And the sacrifice, according to these schools, is that you don't have all those things anymore.
Well, I mean, look, I think there's an awful lot of things put on schools these days as well, and on teachers.
Well, I agree with you when it comes to communions and confirmations, yeah.
Yeah, but not just that as well. And there's a lot of thing about, you know, discipline and so on, blah, blah, blah. I think some people have to take a step up here and be a parent about it and say, look, this is what we want to do inside the walls of our house. You know, like, if we want our children to be Catholic, then let's bring them to Mass and let's teach them the Catholic way. If people want their children to be cultural, teach them cultural and be cultural in that way. I mean, you don't have to go to school to be everything. I mean, any time you ever hear of, we need to do something different, oh, let's do it through the schools. No, I think some parents have to take a responsibility.
Okay, let me ask Bernie about that. Bernie, you're still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so basically what Robbie is saying is keep the schools for education and academia, and if you want to have all your personal stuff like your Christmases and your Easters and your whatever it is that's, you know, religious and cultural, you do that yourself as a parent.
But I can see where he's coming with that, and yes, maybe down the line, but at the moment in time, I think we should keep what we have. We're very close to losing everything. Like, we've nearly changed everything around in the country, and it doesn't seem to be any for education, you know, let's talk about it, or I think it's just do it and not think about it, or the long-term ramifications of all this. Like, the majority of people in Ireland are still majority of, you know, Catholic background. The background. Like, and a lot of us are getting used to it. Okay, there's a lot of stuff we learned ourselves. I grew up in the 60s and 70s school, and there's a lot of stuff we learned that really don't hold much water now that you become an adult.
Yeah, but I was 70s and 80s, yeah.
Yes, and so now you will begin to realise that you have to look for within yourself. But how do you, moving forward, teach your children this without having any fear? The fear that we live in, or that we'd be going to hell because we cursed. You know,
yeah, but Bernie, wouldn't it be fair to say, well, hang on, in the most recent survey that was done of religions around the world, it was an international survey, Ireland had the lowest or the highest drop in religious belief, right? And I can see that the reason for that was all the reports that came out and everything else, and all the priests and all the carry-on that was going on. But they say now that less than 50% of Irish people practice religion, right? Now, even according to the CSO and the Central Statistics Office, we still have something like 85% Catholic. But that's people who are born Catholic. For example, there are many people listening today who are Catholic on their baptismal cert and on their birth cert, but they don't go to Mass. They don't really believe in God. Exactly. You know, they don't. Well, maybe they do believe in God, but they don't bother with it too much, right? So we're not really, half of us are not really religious anymore.
No.
So would it be fair, Bernie, to take, you know, the Catholic patronage out of 50% of the schools, considering they run 85% of them, and to give those parents an option to send their kids to a school that doesn't have that?
Can they do that? I mean, I don't know what
they're starting to do. I mean, that's the idea of this. You know?
Well, you know what, Niall? I don't think they have much of a choice in relation to that, because you see in time that if you look at the priesthood or whatever it's called, I mean, they don't have the body.
There's a whole shift that has to be be brought in, you know?
So you said it again, Bernie, there's a whole shift that has to be brought in. Well, that's what they're doing, yeah.
You know, like, there's a, you know, we have to, but for us, the people who are still, you know, I feel that I'd like to hold on to what I know a bit.
Are you in fear, Bernie, of losing your, not you personally, but that we're losing our identity?
Yes, I am afraid that we're being swallowed up whole and that we don't seem to be able to say anything or, you know, or communicate together as an open and honest discussion. It just seems to be thrown at us, you know, all these new people coming
well,
in.
Well, I mean, okay, but, and that's a fair point, Robbie. Although I'm not religious, I do like the identity for Ireland as being, I suppose, a Christian country in the sense that, you know, we do say things like God bless you and we celebrate Christmas.
That's understandable, but, I mean, there's on the other side of that coin as well, Noel. What about the likes of me and you? Who don't identify?
But yeah, but it doesn't. But it doesn't bother me as long as they don't go over the top about it. It doesn't bother me that Bernie is a Christian or Catholic or her kids are Christian or Catholic. Yeah. I have respect for people who are.
Bernie mentioned the word fear with hell and all that, and it was taught in such as a way that was taught with an iron fist. True,
I don't think it's like that now. There are still some schools in rural Ireland that are a bit like that, but not all of them.
It was taught with an iron fist. And I think in relation to, like, Dev's Catholic Utopia, as we spoke about before, I think it really turned a lot of people away from religion because it was really forced down your throat. And you don't need to go back to that way again. But it's also, you have to find the fine balance of it as well, because there's maybe a lot of teachers out there who are in the same mindset as me and you, Noel, who are not religious in any way, but are there to teach in academia and not religion.
Okay, well, stay there a second, because I want to go to Brian. Brian, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Brian?
Not bad, no.
Good. Brian, you have three kids and educate together.
Yeah, I've got three kids. I've got two who are in high school now. I've got one who's in his final year. They all went to educate together. They basically celebrated all, you know, not actually celebrated, but recognised all religious holidays as such. And they used to come home with homework, which I thought was great. Every Monday, they had to go to Catholic class. Which was done outside of school hours. The school gave them use of classrooms to do it. It was run by the parents. But they still basically, you know, the kids are brought up Catholic. They had their confirmation, had their communion, and it was just basically, I had no problem with it at all. I thought it was a great school and it was a great idea.
Okay, what do you think of this idea now, that because they're taking the patronage away from the Catholic Church of some schools, that these schools are saying, well, okay, we'll let you take the patronage away, but if you do, you're not going to have Christmas, you're not going to have Paddy's Day, you're not going to be having nativities, you're not going to be having Easter, any of that kind of carry on.
Load of rubbish.
It's a bit of scaremongering, really, isn't it?
It is completely, because it was kind of going, I just had three kids go to educate together, and none of them missed out in any of that, so I don't quite get where this was coming from, because I was kind of going, I'm not Irish myself, but the kids and myself celebrated all these things, they never missed out, and, you know, as you said, I was just kind of going, that's just putting almost like the fear of God into people.
Well, the fear of God, ironically enough. Yeah. Well, it is. It's kind of, you know, tell them they're going to be missing out on something here if they don't leave it with the Catholic Church.
I know, that's just, I just find that hard to believe, because it's kind of, as I say, we made a choice of putting our kids into Educate Together, and it worked out brilliantly. We still brought the kids up Catholic, and it was just literally after school finished, you know, they would all come home for an hour, and then from 3:30 to 4:30, they went back into school. Some kids, if they couldn't come home, stayed in school.
And when they went to Catholic class on a Monday, was that a choice? You didn't have to go if you don't want to, is it?
No, you didn't have to go at all. That was their choice.
Yeah.
That was their choice.
And do they have a Jewish class and a Muslim class? And
I have no idea, because none of my kids are Jewish or Muslim.
No, I'm just wondering, do they have those classes too?
I mean, they would offer that if people wanted to, if it was enough. But, I mean, it was just, as I say, being the fact that it was Ireland and it was more Catholic kids, and the fact that they wanted something different, it was like, okay, well, we'll have Educate Together, and then we'll basically have Catholic classes, and it's your choice, and you can still have communion and confirmation, and the local church was involved, and the priest used to come.
But you did it in your own time, so to speak.
It was done in your own time. But I do remember that during the year, the kids used to come home with homework or, you know, things they would write or draw, which recognised other religious holidays. And I thought that was great, because, you know, it opened up their mind and their eyes to the rest of the world. And, you know, I had no problem. So I just thought, when I heard this, I thought, yeah, it's total scaremongering, and it's almost like threatening.
I mean, well, you heard Bertie said she has a fear that Ireland, you know, if we start doing this, that Ireland could be losing its identity.
No, I think it would go the other way. To be honest, I think if you put that down, the Irish people these days are kind of going to go, no, we want to make up our own minds. We don't want to be told. And if you're going to threaten us, then we'll just basically pull ourselves right out completely. I mean, my wife's family, you know, especially her mum, sort of are quite religious. So it's quite important for them, you know, to have communions, confirmations. And it worked out absolutely fine.
Okay, Bernie, that's not a bad idea. There you go. He's saying that, you know, you can still have those things, but they would be voluntary.
Yeah, I thought it makes some sense going forward. However, I still have a fear that we're going to just be sold a pup and nothing will happen, and that we're, you know...
What he's saying is, if you want to be a Catholic and a Christian, you have Catholic class on a Monday. If you want to make your communion and confirmation, I don't know what way they probably do it. You know, you come in extra hours here, there and everywhere. I wonder how many would actually bother doing it then, to be honest with you. But in saying that, you keep all those things out of the school curriculum, so to speak, but they're still there, but they're optional.
I'm still not convinced. I'm sorry, Niall.
You wanted to be part of the curriculum.
Yeah, but you want to be part of the curriculum.
Sorry, say it again. What did you say to her?
I just think it's almost as if it's kind of going, so are you trying to force your beliefs and your opinions on other people and say, you know, instead of saying, this is what I want to do, I'm going to do it and I have the option of doing it, what you're saying is everyone has to do it, whether they want to or not, because that's what I want. And I'm kind of going, well, that's wrong, because it's kind of, not everybody wants to be a practicing Catholic. You know, not everybody.
Well, it's a fair point. I have to go to a break. Before I go to the break, just because I know your phone line is not great, Bernie, but if you answer that, the point he's making is that you want it. That's great. He may not want it, or somebody else may not want it. So why not just have it as optional? By you saying you want it part of the curriculum, you're more or less saying, I want it, and I want to make sure everybody else does it as well.
No, but I'm just saying that we're losing too much of ourselves too fast as a country that was based and steeped in religion. And all the celebrations that go with it. Like, I just feel that we're moving very fast. For the likes of me, who has to catch up, for the likes of how our children were all baptized and brought up in the Catholic faith, who are now in their 30s, we're still all the religious, you know, belief that, you know, you see people fighting to get their kids into Catholic schools and paying fees. And,
and you also see people who don't want their kids going to Catholic school and they've no choice because there's a baptismal barrier. You know what I mean? That schools, some of the schools give preferences to Catholic kids.
Yeah, and I respect that. And what I'm trying to say is,
you respect that.
Forward, I respect that everyone has an opinion, as a choice.
Yeah.
But I think it's just, it is a fear that we all have around it. I'm not holding up my hands and saying my way is the right way, but I just feel we're losing ourselves very fast as a country.
Okay, well, let me go to a break. Loads of people are texting in. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008, and you can WhatsApp or text. We're talking about schools in Port Marnock, and it's understood that the staff of two of the schools do not favour the change, and the schools have made their opposition clear in letters and meetings with parents. So basically what they're saying to the parents is, that's grand, the department can come along and take away the Catholic patronage. And the reason the department are doing this is, there's a lot of children in this country who are not Christian. A lot of parents who don't believe in God and want to send their children to a school where they won't be taught religion because they don't believe in it. So they want to send their kids to a school that just teaches, you know, maths, science, whatever it is, English. And they're saying, okay, well, we'll take the Catholic patronage out of some of the schools. We'll start off, we'll do a little experiment, we'll start taking it out of some of the schools and making them non-denominational or Educate Together or multi-denominational community national schools or whatever it happens to be. But the sacrifice is, if we do that, the schools are saying, well, then you're not going to have Easter, you're not going to have Christmas, you're not going to have Paddy's Day nativities, and you can't even say Gia Gwyt anymore because it says, you know, the word God is mentioned in there. So I don't know, I think it's a bit of scaremongering because people are texting us in saying their children go to, Brian was talking to us there, their kids go to these Educate Together schools, and they do have Catholic classes, and they do those things as well. So I think there's a bit of scaremongering going on with the Catholic Church here because they're terrified they're going to lose the patronage of a lot of schools. But is it a good thing to take the patronage away from not all of them, but some of the schools? I think there's over 3,200 national schools in Ireland. Yeah, these are public national schools. Is it fair to take the patronage away? Consider the Catholic Church is 85% of those, probably in and around that figure. Is it fair to take the patronage away from them? Liz, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Liz?
Hiya, Niall.
Liz, you know, they want to take Catholic patronage away from school with some sacrifices that, according to these Catholic schools, there'll be no more Christmases and Easters and, you know, Shrove Tuesdays and all sorts of carry on nativity plays. So is it a good sacrifice? Would you like to see it being taken away?
Yeah, especially out of some schools. It gives people more of a choice. Mm-hmm. I mean, in my circumstance, I'm from Ballymun.
Okay.
And if I was to have a child, I'd have to get a Christmas. I'd have to have it baptised because all of the schools in my area are Catholic-run schools.
Right.
And
so
you can't get in without a baptismal cert.
At the moment, that's the way it is. I know they're removing but that's the way it is at the moment, yeah.
Myself particularly, I'm not a practicing Catholic. Yeah, it'd be down on the census form that I'm a Catholic, but I'm not a practicing one. So that would be a choice I'd be forced into making for my child.
Right,
because otherwise I wouldn't have a school to send them to in their local area, which I think is more important that they're going to school, and that your children are going to school in the local area with the local kids, rather than being forced into a school in another area that provides for the education that I want for them.
And do you believe in God, by the way? I know you're not a Catholic, but do you believe in God?
No.
You don't.
I don't. So.
And Liz, I mean, you, like myself, you're no spring chicken, right? Yeah. So what was the turning point? Why did you stop believing in God? Because I imagine most people in Ireland when you were young believed in God. So when did you stop believing in God, and what was it that made you stop believing it?
I was young. I was a child. I was 10, 11 years of age. My sister lost a baby, and a junkie was in at the same time having a baby. And they got to have their baby, and my sister didn't.
Right, so from that point you went, there's no justice, yeah.
Innocently, yeah, it was a child's way of looking at it.
Right, okay.
But as I got older, it doesn't make sense to me.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean? I don't see the sense in believing in one God and that we're the right way, the Catholics have it right and
everybody else has it wrong, yeah.
Exactly, you know, I think it's pointless, like.
Right, okay. All right, okay. So in relation to removing Christianity from the schools or the Catholicism from the schools, you think it would be a good thing to do because it leads to more diversity?
Thing, yeah, because at least, as the guy on before who said he sent his children to educate together skills.
Yeah.
And I've nothing against anybody practicing their religion, regardless of what that religion is. But if you want to practice that and you want to rear your children, and I think it should be something you take on with.
Do it in your own time.
Rather than it going through the curriculum in schools.
Okay, well, hang on a second, because Catherine, you're on Classic Hits. You're on the other side of the fence. I'm assuming you're religious.
Well, you know, the word religious, you know, I follow Jesus. I mean,
Then you're religious.
Okay, well, yes, yeah. I have a great faith in Jesus.
Good.
I will say I believe in everything Bernie has said. I think to take it away from the schools is depriving our children of something that is so peaceful. I mean, when I went to school, like you said earlier on, it was maybe battered into us, you know.
Yeah, of course.
But I can't think of a different word to say, but when I did find Jesus, it was a peaceful, you know, everything about Jesus to me and the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Holy Saint Joseph, are good. There is nothing bad about them, you know, and
that's your view, and I'm glad you find peace in that, and that's your view, but a lot of people wouldn't agree with you, Catherine. Should those people be appeased as well?
Sorry?
I mean, the fact that not everybody will agree with you, and some will, and that's fine, right? But the point is, that's fine. And if you, well, I know you don't have any children now, but I don't know if you have grandchildren or not. But in saying that, if you were kind of a young woman again with children, you know, and it was now, 2019, there are other young women out there and men with children as well, and they want to have a choice too. Whereas you're kind of saying, I believe in this, so I think everybody else should be taught it, whether you like it or not.
No, I'm not saying, I mean, you know, what everyone else does is their business.
But you're not making it their business. By saying it should stay in the schools and it should stay the same, you're saying that everybody else should be taught it, whether you like it or not.
Well, I mean, if you're going to a Catholic school, yes. I mean, there are other choices and let other people do whatever they want.
What do you mean there are other choices? What other choices are there?
I don't know all these educate together.
There's very few of them, Catherine. 85% of the 3,200 primary schools, I think it is, in this country are Catholic. So, I mean, there really isn't much choice for people.
Well, maybe there's Muslim schools and all this sort of rubbish.
I think any Muslim schools would be private.
Yeah, well, I mean, the point is we're given something, if you like, in the Catholic schools that has always been in our past, and hopefully it'll be in our future, that is nothing but good, and I can't see anything wrong with anything that's been other than good. I mean, the point is that, I mean, we all need something in our lives, I believe, that we can thank God for.
Why do we all need something in our lives to thank God for? That's kind of insinuates that if you're not religious, you're kind of missing out on something.
Well, no. For me, only for myself.
Yeah.
And for me, I have gone through a fairly bad period of my life, mm-hmm. and sometimes I've gone through excellent periods of my life. But either way, I either thank God or I say to him, you know, I ask him to help me in the tribulation, if you like, that I'm going through.
And I'm not having a go at you. I'm glad you find peace in that. But there are other people that may not believe in God, and they'll say, I've gone through bad times, and I thank my friends that I spoke to at the time. So what I'm saying to you is, those people deserve choices too, don't they?
Well, yes, of course they do. And, you know, the idea, I'll give you an example. I don't go to Mass very often, but I went to Mass on St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day. And it was just something that I felt I wanted to do.
Okay.
There was no one harassing me. So I went to, I was in Killarney. I went to the Pro-Cathedral over in Killarney. And I will be honest with you, when I get, sort of fill up, my legs start moving, you know, I start jittering because I get sort of a bit fed up when I'm confined to a particular place, you know.
Okay.
I noticed that everyone was saying the prayers, but there was no actual thought put into them, you know. It was just like rhythm, you know, it was a rhyme, it was no feeling put into it. Anyway, after Mass, I was standing around sort of looking at the church, the cathedral, because it was my first time to see it. And the man, the priest who had celebrated the Mass, I think he must have been a bishop because he had this sort of round hat on him, you know.
Right, okay.
And he was sort of dressed differently.
He looked
than
differently
the other.
To the rest of them, yeah. And, he was more important, obviously.
Well, he came over to shake my hand and I said hello. And I said, you know, could I ask you a question? I have a... You know, I do believe in it, that if we all pray in communion, in together, there's probably more sustenance in that. You know, maybe that's why people go to church, they pray all together, and that perhaps that works out better. But anyway, I said to him, will you say a prayer for me? And because I have a problem, you know, with a personal thing with my son.
Okay.
And he asked me the child's name, he asked me his age, he asked me loads of questions and all the rest of it, and he seemed to genuinely take...
I'm sure he did, but I know I understand the point you're making, and I'm sure he did on a personal level. He cared about the problem you had in your life, but I could argue that you could easily have gone to a friend and said, will you help me out and support me and talk to me about this problem I'm having too, as you did on one occasion here when you rang into the radio station and you kind of reached out for a bit of advice. So, and other people are there, but I understand religion brings you peace. But stay there for a second, Catherine. Catherine believes it should stay the way it is. Liz says yes, remove religion from the schools and patronage from the schools. James, you're a classic hits. James? Go ahead,
yeah.
James. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't want to be something like I'm...
Go ahead.
I don't want to be sounding like I'm bashing the Catholic Church. I'm not. But I was reared a Catholic from a very staunch Catholic family, and I converted years later. I became a Presbyterian. Now, I brought my child to the Catholic Church, brought her up in the Catholic faith, and she has absolutely no interest in it. And it seems like that the only basis of religion it is for the communion confirmation is collection day. Now, I've been saying even to the church down through the years that instead of giving the children the day off and the teachers the day off every holy day of obligation, why not bring them all collectively to the church? But they won't do that. Now, because of what's happened with the scandals of the Catholic Church, a lot of the people aren't Catholic anymore. A lot of people have moved on, and there is a lot of people with no religions in the schools, and I think it's just time now to cut its tie. Everybody go its own way. Now, they can go to Sunday school or have their own private instruction.
Catholic classes, or even just do it at home with mother and father. Yeah.
Yes, exactly, if they believe. Because I taught my child, you know, I was Presbyterian at the time, and I brought her up properly in the Catholic faith, and I instructed her very well. But her mother had no belief. My child has no belief.
Mm-hmm.
I have. But
does that, but whether that disappoint you, James? Were you disappointed that your children don't have a belief?
I understand it, because I went through a couple of years where I was a total atheist.
Right.
And I made no secret of it.
And what made you turn back to the church again?
I went through a very bad breakup, and it affected me terribly. And
it can.
I just found
peace.
Something.
Yeah, you've had a bit of peace in it, yeah. Okay.
And, you know, as you say, some people, they have friends. I didn't have anybody. I had nobody to turn to. I had very few friends, and I had no family, because they had turned to me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that could be difficult, yeah.
It was very difficult, but I made no bones about it. But what I heard this morning, there was some announcements being made over the radio that, you know, that if there was religion was going out of the schools, they were talking about closing down the schools and teachers resigning. Now, if teachers want to resign...
Well, this is the story we're talking about, which is kind of scaremongering, if you ask me.
It's
in relation to these schools in Portmarnock, right, that are having the Catholic patronage removed. But the schools themselves are now writing to the parents, obviously objecting to the patronage being removed, saying that, look, if they remove the patronage, there'll be no more Easter, no more Bridges Day, no more Patrick's Day, no more Christmas Fair, no more carol services. You can't even say Gaeilge anymore because it contains the name of God. And it's kind of scaremongering a little bit, because I don't believe that would happen. I still think, you know, kids would celebrate Christmas and Easter and all those things. You know, they're traditions. They're traditions more than even being religious.
They are traditions. And I'm not against Christmas. I'm not against Muslims celebrating Ramadan or the Jews celebrating Hanukkah. Mm. Each to their own. There's no problem with it. But what this is the last thing of a dying wasp of the naysayers that were there during the anti-divorce, the anti-contraception, the anti-abortion, the anti-everything. It's all the ultra-right-wing conservative Catholics saying, we're putting a hold on this.
Mm.
And it's threatening the children, there'll be no more schools, there'll be no more Catholic schools. The thing is, let them. If the teachers want to go, let them.
Let me go to, stay there please, James, if you can. Let me go to Thomas. Thomas, sure. You're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Thomas?
How are you doing?
Thomas, you believe it should be kept in the schools?
I think it should, yeah. The ways of the schools were generally put together by the churches, and that was where the Eagles came in, because the state themselves didn't actually start schools.
Well, the church built the schools and ran them for the state, because the state couldn't be bothered. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, so say if the state wants to have secular schools, they can go and build them.
Well, there's no need to do that, Thomas.
Yeah.
So you see, you have to look at the logistics of this, right? We have 3,200 schools, public schools at the moment, primary schools, right, in this country, right? And that argument that, well, sure, if the secular people want their schools, let them go build them themselves. If they did that, and say 50% of the people decided to go to those secular schools that we then built, the Catholic schools would be half empty and there'd be no need to have them. So what I'm saying is that's a kind of silly argument. The better argument is to try and say, well, okay, can we take a percentage of them back?
The religious education can be opt out. If you don't want your children, they can opt out.
But nobody wants their child sitting in the back of the class.
They can sit in a different class. You can.
Why would you do that to a child?
As it is already. Hang on.
Let's be clear. You can't opt out of Irish unless you have a learning difficulty. So, why would you want to leave a child in a different class?
If you don't want your child learning something that has been taught, they can be in a separate class where they can do all other studies, the different classes that they want to do. They could do computer studies, they could do...
Well, it would not be easier to have an extra hour at the end of the day for parents who want their children to learn Catholicism, say on a Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock?
The Sunday school model could be done, but the agenda that has been pushed here is to push religion completely out of the schools. It is an atheist agenda, for want of a better way of putting it.
Well, I consider myself an atheist, but I wouldn't like to see it being pushed out of the schools altogether. I think that would be unfair on people like yourself who are Christian. So,
I would like to see some
diversity in it. I would like to see some of it taken back, because I think it's unfair that parents, my children are growing up now, so it doesn't bother me, but I think parents of young children who want to send their children to a school where they don't learn about God and Jesus and Mary and all that kind of stuff, they should have a choice too.
Well, the way it has been driven out, like some of the Educate Together schools, they teach all of the traditions.
Theocracy.
And that is a good model to go forward with. Like, it isn't going to hurt a Christian child to learn that when Hindus believe in Krishna and all that kind of stuff. and vice versa.
Religion is not a personal thing? I'm sure both yourself and James are religious. Surely religion is something personal and very private in some sense.
It is a personal thing, but it is also a community thing, and it is a cultural thing. And that has to be respected.
Well, I respect the cultures. Actually, I enjoy the cultures. You know, even though I'm an atheist, I enjoy Christmas. I enjoy Easter. When I had kids, I'd buy them Easter eggs. You know, and so I do enjoy the culture. St. Patrick's Day. I mean, it's a great day of Irish. But they are more cultures than religious occasions. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't have to be religious to celebrate Christmas.
You don't. So why does it have to be driven out of schools?
The people don't want that particularly. It's the schools that are saying, well, if you're taking the Catholic patronage away, well, then we have to take these things away as well. They're kind of scaremongering or threatening people.
It is basically an agenda to drive religion out of different areas of society. They have it in the hospitals as well. They don't want crucifixes over the beds. If it is a Catholic hospital, like if a Church of Ireland person or a Presbyterian person goes to a Catholic hospital and it's crucifix over the bed, they can ask for it to be taken down because they don't believe in idolatry as they would see it. And that would be respected.
Fair enough, yeah.
There is an agenda to absolutely drive it out of
hospitals. Well, let's stick with the schools. We'll come to the hospitals another day and we could argue about that. But in relation to the schools, would you accept some sort of compromise, Thomas, where we'll say there's 3,200 schools, we'll say 3,000 for all the world. Let's say 1,000 of the schools lose their Catholic patronage and they have a secular patronage, i.e. they don't have religious patronage.
Well,
would you accept that?
The parents' council of the schools should be able to vote on it.
No, I'm asking you personally. Would you accept that as a compromise?
If the parents' council vote for it to be taken away, yes.
Okay.
Where it is consented, where it is contested, no. But where there is an overwhelming majority, yes.
Okay, James, that would be a fair compromise, wouldn't it?
It would be a very good compromise, and I agree with him on those two issues. One, there is an agenda there to shove religion out of the schools. And
the religion, in fairness, has got a very bad reputation over the last 20 years.
It has. There's religion and there's faith.
Absolutely.
You know, and I've seen a lot of things done in the name of religion here in my life, and it's been shocking. And
you can have your religion without supporting the Catholic Church, which is an organisation, yes.
Yeah, and it's more of an organisation than a belief. But what should be done is, for those schools that want to opt out and there's a majority, let them. For those who want to stay, let it be like America, where you do have private Catholic schools, or they want to keep the Catholic faith in the schools, and those that are half and half or of a small minority, let them be educated for an hour extra at the end of the day in religion.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.